The sound.
The sound of Cumbria.
Mike Zeller at breakfast.
BBC Radio Cumbria.
20 to 8, good morning. Now, there's more anger in the Lake District village where people are putting up with raw sewage spilling out of overloaded drains and into their street. The row in Staveley between Kendal and Windermere has kicked off again because the National Park Authority is expected to give planning permission today for a new set of business premises. Last year, the village decided it would try to block any new developments because of the sewage issue. Well, BBC Radio Cumbria's Neil Smith can tell us a bit more about this. Morning, Neil.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. The drains in Staveley back up around 10 times every year on average, causing raw sewage to spurt out of the drain covers of the manholes in the centre of the village. On top of that, research by villagers found that raw sewage was being released into the protected River Kent on average every day. Now, the parish council spent years trying to get the problem solved and eventually, with no solution in sight, decided it couldn't support a single further planning application in the village until the drains are fixed. Now let's go back to last summer and Parish Councillor Arthur Capstick on this programme telling Mike that the moratorium was adopted after the water company United Utilities decided that the £2 million cost of replacing the narrow sewers wasn't worth it.
They're saying that's not cost efficient, but we have sewage on the highway. And sewage is getting into a SSSI river because the manholes that we're talking about are very close to that river. So inevitably, when they overflow, it spills into there. So we are arguing very strongly that this is to do with our well-being as a village, as a community, and also the well-being of the environment and the species that we have in the river.
Now, United Utilities told BBC Radio Cumbria then that it has to prioritise tackling the most serious problems across the region first, but did say the prioritisation of the problem in Staveley is constantly under review.
And yet, Neil, that moratorium is now being ignored.
Yes, we should point out that the Parish Council doesn't have the final say on planning applications. That's the job of the National Park Authority. But despite that strong local opposition, today National Park planners are recommended to approve a proposal for business units with associated car parking and landscaping between one of the main roads out of the village, the one heading to Windermere, and one of the two rivers. As well as the Parish Council's opposition, there have been 93 letters of objection, one of them from Charles White.
There were, I think, 43 incidents since 2017 where sewage has been coming up through the manholes in the road because of floods. The little river down there that this development will now impinge on is designated as part of the floodplain for the village. The village has suffered from floods. Everybody did, I know, in the big one, but we had a bridge down, we had flooding all over the place. And all these things are accentuating what are already existing problems.
Is this going to really overload the apple cart as far as the drains are concerned and the sewers?
Well, it can't improve it. When we can't get United Utilities to sort the existing system out, we don't believe that this will in any way improve things.
Charles White, who also has concerns about the increased traffic and parking problems from the development for people living nearby, Mike.
So what's the Lake District National Park Authority saying?
Well, there's no one available for interview before the meeting. Maybe not surprisingly, they don't want to prejudge it. The report going to today's meeting recommends approval of the planning application with some conditions. The report acknowledges that this is against the steadfast opposition of the local parish council. The report to members does state, though, and I quote, "It has been demonstrated that the development would be safe and would not exacerbate flood risk elsewhere. Concerns about traffic and residential amenity have, says the report, been carefully considered and resolved."
OK, so what happens next?
Well, the Development Control Committee of the Lake District National Park Authority meets today. There will be further representations from the village against this, the Parish Council arguing that the officers are wrong to say that there's no risk of increased flooding and that it should be turned down. Members of the committee will then have to decide whether to go with their recommendation and approve it. to go with the views of the parish council and reject it, or to defer the matter to get more information, possibly including a visit to Staveley to see the site for themselves.
All right, Neil, thank you for the update. BBC Radio Cumbria's Neil Smith reporting for you this morning.